Winners and losers. Exporters' anxiety about bot makes daily headlines, but not every industry is suffering. The bot's gain of more than 10% against the dollar this year has led to an outcry from some businesses, chiefly exporters who believe the government and the Bank of Thailand are not doing enough to arrest the currency's rise. But for every outraged exporter, there is probably another business executive quietly enjoying gains from lower-cost imports. According to the research division of TMB Bank, a 10% gain in the baht will cause Thai exports to fall 3.3% each quarter, while the benefits from cheaper imports will be only short-term. In the longer term, the continuous decline of exports will drag down imports by 2.5% every quarter, TMB Analytics said. On the upside, it said, concerns over inflation have been partially eased. An executive of a leading food exporter has warned of a crisis on a scale similar to what happened in 1997 when a speculative run on the baht touched off a crisis that dragged down most of Asia for years. Losses of 80 to 100 billion baht have been estimated so far for food processors, textiles, and other industries that use mostly local raw materials and thus do not benefit from cheaper imported inputs. The furniture and housewares sector, for example, has seen profit margins decline by 52%. Once the baht gains 20%, the manufacturers will post losses, the TMB report added. The Economic Intelligence Center of Siam Commercial Bank says the strong baht affects any industries that have a higher export ratio against imported content. For example, smoked rubber sheet and block producers export up to 90% of their output against almost zero imports of raw materials. Rice exporters are in a similar condition. Prasit Bunchoy, president of the Thai Farmers Association, said some additional costs have been passed on to farmers, yet they have not seen the prices of imported pesticides and fertilizers fall yet. The strengthening baht has already trimmed rice farmers' income by about 300 baht a ton. The farmers' predicament would be worse if there was no government price insurance program, he said. However, conditions are not as good for farm products without such insurance coverage. Prices of pineapples, for example, have fallen this year by about 1 baht per kilogram to 6 baht. We don't know whether buying prices will fall further, as the direction of foreign exchange rates is unpredictable, said Nirut Ruplik, Secretary General of the Thai Pineapple Industry Association. The association predicted the export value of canned pineapples would drop at least 10% this year from 13.9 billion baht in 2009. However, volumes would remain unchanged from 473,279 tons last year. Chukiat Oposwongse, honorary president of the Thai Rice Exporters Association, said the strong baht had prompted exporters to delay purchases from farmers, putting pressure on milled rice. Falling milled rice prices would in turn lead millers to cut their paddy buying prices, which would eventually affect farmers' incomes, he said. Next year will be another year of risk. It is very hard to predict the prices. Agriculture Minister Thira Wongsamut conceded the baht's rise might deter exports of farm products and result in falling farm prices unless the government adopts effective measures. However, he said, there had been minimal impact on the sector so far, as the September farm price index rose strongly by 26.7% year-on-year and 0.41% over the previous month. Of course, along with losers, there are winners. As a country heavily dependent on imports, Thailand has been insulated from the 5% rise in global crude prices this year, although local pump prices have been little changed. Every 1 baht appreciation against the dollar reduces the cost of domestic oil production by 50 satang per liter. Even exporters can offset some losses with lower freight rates. Exporters pay shipping liners and freight forwarders in Thai baht, even though freight rates are quoted in dollars. In doing so, they are paying less for shipments, said Suwit Ratanachunda, president of the Thai International Freight Forwarders Association. But it is not significant compared to their suffering from the rapidly rising exchange rate. Sumathetanthuwanit, president of the SET-listed Regional Container Lines PLC, said most of its expenses were in dollars, as it also operates overseas. However, most of its services for Thai customers are also quoted in dollars. Consequently, overall operations have not been affected much by the sharp gains in the exchange rate, he said. Some industries benefit due to their heavy reliance on imported content if they sell most of their finished products locally. They include steel, mining, energy, infrastructure, and machinery. But executives of these industries are reluctant to discuss their gains at a time when their export-oriented peers and rivals are crying.